He was called as the first defense witness after the prosecution closed its case at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. The court rose then at 4 o'clock, and so he was only actually in the witness box for a half an hour. He will resume giving his evidence, you would expect, when the trial resumes this morning. But during that half an hour in the witness box, he confirmed to the jury that he's originally from Slovakia. He's 33 years of age. He came to Ireland 10 years ago, first living in Dublin for a couple of years before moving to Mukla, or just outside Tullamore town. He was living in Mukla at the time that he's alleged to have murdered Aisling Murphy in January of last year. He was living there with his wife and kids. He has five children. His barrister, Michael Bowman, then asked him to explain his recollection of events of the day that Aisling was murdered through his interpreter, who was sitting in the witness box with him. Mr. Pushka then went on to say how he left his home on his push bike at about 11:30 that morning. He outlined how he cycled into Tullamore town. He was asked what he was doing there, and he said that he was trying to find his brother, who he said had gone to the dentist with his wife that day. He was asked if he had seen the CCTV footage already shown to the jury. He said that he did. He was shown a photograph of a bike, and he confirmed that that was the bike that he was cycling that day. He was asked then if he remembered meeting a lady out walking her dog that day, and he said that he did. The jury has already heard from this woman, and Anne-Marie Kelly is her name. She gave evidence earlier in the trial, and it was put to him that she was of the view that he was following her that day. And in response to that, Mr. Pushka said, "Not at all. That was not my intention." It was put to him that the CCTV footage, again, this footage has already been shown to the jury, and it was put to him that the footage shows him cycling behind her, to which he replied, "This is true, but there was no bad intention whatsoever. I was riding all around town that day. I had no intention to follow anyone at all." And that is the point where the court then broke up for the day. And that's the point that Mr. Bowman is likely to pick up the evidence when it resumes this morning.
I understand the court also heard more from Gardaí. What evidence was given there?
Yes, they heard about the interviews conducted with Mr. Pushka following his arrest. He was taken to Tullamore Garda Station on the 18th of January last year. This is after he was discharged from St. James's Hospital, where he'd been treated for apparent stab wounds. We heard there was five interviews, and a detective guard, Colin O'Leary, took the jury through the memos of interview in relation to those five interviews. He was asked an awful lot of questions in his first interview about his background. And in the second one, then, he was asked if he knew anything about the murder. He said that he didn't. He was asked if he knew where she was murdered. He said that he didn't. He was shown a photograph of Aisling Murphy during this interview. He was told she was a 23-year-old primary school teacher with her whole life ahead of her when she went out for a walk that day and was found murdered. He said that he didn't see her, didn't know her. He was told that this was the chance to tell them. Again, he said he didn't know anything. He said, "I never saw her." First on this picture was what he said to Gardaí. He was shown that photograph again in his third interview when he was asked if he recognised her. He said that he didn't. He was told, "This is Aisling Murphy." He replied, "I don't recognise her. I never seen her before." He said he never had any contact with her, had never seen her before. He was shown CCTV footage of Aisling walking towards the canal. This was just before 3 o'clock on the afternoon of the day that she was killed. The prosecution believes that she was murdered about a half an hour after that footage. He said that he didn't recognise her from the clip, wasn't in contact with her that day. In the fourth interview, he was asked if he remembered meeting Gardaí from Dublin while he was in St. James's Hospital. He said he didn't remember much about that day because he was after having surgery and had been given many tablets for it. And in his fifth and final interview then, this was before he was charged with Aisling's murder, he was asked to account for a bike found at the scene with his DNA on the handlebars. And he said, "I'm not giving an explanation to this." He was asked to account for how his DNA was found under her fingernails. He said, "I will not comment on that." He was asked to account for marks and scratches on his hands and forehead, as seen by a number of Gardaí the day after Aisling was killed. And again, he said, "I will not comment on that." The same reply was given when he was asked to account for his presence at the location in or about the time that Aisling was stabbed to death. And I should say that before he was given the opportunity to account for all of those things, he was warned that his failure or refusal to do so could be used as inference evidence to corroborate other pieces of evidence at trial if one was required, to which Mr. Pushka said that he understood.
Gardaí also followed up on an email that was sent to the press office, is that right?
Yes, and this evidence was given to the jury before the prosecution closed its case by the senior investigating officer, Detective Superintendent Pat O'Callaghan. Michael Bowman, who was representing Mr. Pushka, asked him about that email. It was sent to the Garda press office a few days after Aisling's murder, and the email read, "We heard I am the person responsible for the murder. I was in Tullamore that evening. I had the black tracksuit. I am so sorry. That email was forwarded to the incident room in Tullamore. Officers there managed to track down the IP address from which the email was sent. And Gardaí then subsequently went to that person's house. That person indicated that he had ADHD, suffered from depression, had mental health difficulties from a very early age. He told them that he had an alcohol problem and that he had no recollection of sending that email, nor did he believe that he had sent it. The email was then shown to him. It had been sent from his account. Again, he said he didn't remember sending it. He said that he must have been drunk. But he then apologised for it. What an idiot I am, he told the Gardaí. I must have sent it if it's there. I didn't murder her, he said. I'm not capable of it. I'm very sorry. I shouldn't go on the internet when I'm drinking. And Superintendent O'Callaghan said that Gardaí were satisfied with the explanation given and they excluded him from their inquiries.
Earlier this week, the jury were given a timeline for the remainder of the trial, and I understand that's been updated now from yesterday. How does that look?
Well, the jury haven't been given any indication as to what difference, if any, the defence's evidence is going to have on the timeline. They have been told previously that it is due to wrap up by this day next week. They have also been told previously that it is making good progress. There was obviously an adjournment during the week. The court didn't hear any evidence on Wednesday, so whether or not that may make a difference to the timeline remains to be seen. They haven't been given any update this week as to when it's likely to finish up, but the last time that they were told that it should be finished up by the 10th of November. I should say that when the trial opened or before a jury was even sworn in, they were told that before they took a seat in the jury box that they should make themselves available or ensure that they could sit on a trial for somewhere between 4 to 5 weeks. If it finishes up this day next week, that would be around the 4 week mark. So they still have a little bit of time to play with to make it within that 5 week deadline that was, or timeline that was set out at the beginning of the trial.
The trial continues today. What's expected in the Central Criminal Court today, Frank?
More evidence I would expect from Mr. Pushka. As I say, he was only in the witness box yesterday for a half an hour before the court rose for the day. So he is likely to resume giving his evidence when the trial reconvenes this morning. There'll be no time limit on his evidence. But once Mr. Bowman has finished asking him questions, the other side, then the prosecution, will obviously be given an opportunity, if they so wish, to cross-examine him. But again, remains to be seen whether or not that will take place. But Mr. Pushka is due to resume giving his evidence this morning. We know that for sure.